Monday the 24th of September, Yud Beis Tishrei, Rabbi Pinchas Weiss, Halachas of Chol HaMoed.
It's impossible to do justice to the Halachas of Chol HaMoed in half an hour. Maybe we'll just try and Mamash mention the Klonim. Obviously, every child has to be dealt with separately. But it's helpful to know the Klonim, because then you might know what the Shaila. First of all, it's good to mention the Yerushalmi. Tosfos brings in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches that Chol HaMoed Bitno Shi'oichlin B'Shoisin V'Yegein B'Toyre. The Tachas of Chol HaMoed is one should eat and drink, obviously, it's Yontov, but mainly that the person should spend his free time toiling, being Yegea in Toyre. In fact, the Mishabura brings Sofsim and Sofkos Lamed from the Kolboy that Limshech B'Shoik. The person gets carried away with entertaining, visits himself with entertainment, that's worse than doing malacha. We'll soon see that doing malacha chol hamoed, according to some Rishonim, is also deraisa. Obviously, one has to allow for a little bit of entertainment, especially because the children need to be occupied, but one has to remember that the tachlis is not. These are not days which are being provided that we should use them for just solely for entertainment. Mainly, like we mentioned before, the Inyan of Chol HaMoed is that we have spare time, more time to learn, more time to daven with kavona, more time to spend being mechanach our children, and a little bit of entertainment doesn't matter. The klal is that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov applies Chol HaMoed as well. Even though the mitzvah of Kovod and Oynig, which applies on Yontov, doesn't apply on Chol HaMoed, the mitzvah of Simcha does apply. What's the nafkamina to the mitzvah of Kovod, Oynig, and the mitzvah of Simcha? Simcha is Bosa V'Yayin. Bosa is a shayla b'zman hazeh. If there's a mitzvah in a Torah, because the Ikki Simcha of Bosa was Bosa Shlomin, which we don't have nowadays, but Yayin seems to be a mitzvah, kein Zayin Filim in a Torah, even Bizman Hazeh, and according to some Shittas Bosa as well. So one should try to be mishtadl to drink a glass of wine every day of Chol HaMoed, and if possible, have meat as well. But there's no mitzvah me'ikra din to eat bread, because the mitzvah of eating bread that goes under the call of kovod and oynik. In fact, there's a famous tshuva of Kiveiga Siman Aleph where he speaks about where his mouth but this union of kovod and simcha, that the mitzvah of eating bread on yontiv, even on yontiv, is not mitam simcha, it's mitam kovod. And that he wants to be mechadish, that even though noshim are chayev besimcha on Yom Tov, but they're not chayev the mitzvah of kovod, because that the mitzvah of seishas man geroma, whereas the mitzvah of simcha is a special ribui. And therefore, since the reason, if someone forgets the alav yom, the reason why he has to repeat benching is because there's a chayev to eat, that would not apply to women, he says, because there's no chayev for women to eat bread, even on Yom Tov. So if a woman forgets the Aleph Yovei, she doesn't have to bench again. That's a Ruki Ve'eg in Siman Aleph. Well, Kaponim, that's talking about Yontov even. Chol HaMoed is the Labdaf Ganoshim. Even Anoshim, even men, don't have a mitzvah of Kovod, only a mitzvah of Simcha. Even though there's no Chiv to eat on bread, or Chala on Chol HaMoed, the Maise, the Mogan Abraham brings down that there is a lechatchila, a person should eat bread at least once a day, eat a sudas pas. The Maradon brings down some tofka flamet. But he's not lechayiv, and therefore if he forgets the Aleph Yovei on Chol HaMoed, he doesn't go over benching. On Yom Tov he does, except for women, like we said before, but men on Yom Tov, they forget the Aleph Yovei, should bench over, but on Chol HaMoed, since there's no chayiv to eat bread, one doesn't bench if one forgets Chol HaMoed. Big Day Shabbos is also an Indian of Kovod and Oynik. So therefore, Mikra Dini not Mechayiv to Abig De Shabbos on Chol HaMoed. But then again, the Morgan of Rome brings that the Meril was Noeg to Abig De Shabbos and that's accepted universally, that person should wear big day Shabbos v'yontiv on Chol HaMoed as well. Now, the negate is a melacha on Chol HaMoed. The Alba Emes and the Rishonim have three shittas. One shitta is that this brings in Chagiga from the Rashban and Rashi and Malkus that the Ichal doing a melacha Chol HaMoed is b'nat Torah. But even though we find certain kulis Chol HaMoed, the Gabbai Dovah HaOved, as we'll soon see, or Torah HaMoed, those are, the Torah gave Chachomim a right to be mekul in certain instances on Chol HaMoed. So then the whole is not Torah, but the Torah to regish that Chazal could make sort of their own kulonim, which they did. But the whole is not Torah. That's the shitta of some Rishonim, Rashbam and Rashi. The Rambam and Tosfos and the Rosh, Tosfos and Chagiga, their shitta is that, no, that Issam Alokh and Chol HaMoed is Meder Rabbanon, even though the Gemara does learn out from Psukim, only in Asmach the Ba'alme, and that's why we pass through the Shulchan Aruch, that Issam Alokh and Chol HaMoed is Meder Rabbanon, Nafkimina is, if it is a Sofik, if it's an Issam Alokh, we can go the Kule, because the Kule is the Sofik, the Rabbanon, the Hoke. There's also a third shitta, the Ramban, something somewhere in between the first two shittas. He holds the etzem isus on a Torah, except for Dovah HaOved and Torah HaMoed. Dovah HaOved and Torah HaMoed, those two are the Torah was matir. The Torah, like we said, the first shitta that the Torah gave Chazal the klerach to be matir. The Torah itself was matir, Dovah HaOved and Torah HaMoed. And even those cases where we see that Dovah HaOved and Torah HaMoed is not a heter, for example, if it's a Maisa Uman, which is not a heter by Torah HaMoed, by Dovah HaOved, yes, but not by Torah HaMoed, or where it involves a big terche, or if it's done the Ferhetzer, which we'll soon see, if there'll be time, in those cases the heter of Dovah HaOved or Torah HaMoed doesn't apply, or doesn't always apply. Those, if you remember, only with the Rabbanon, because in the Torah, Dovah HaOved and Torah HaMoed is a blanket heter. So Zal were magbil, this heter which the Torah gave, and then they instituted certain restrictions in the heter of Dovah HaOved itself, and in the heter of Torah HaMoed itself, as we'll soon see. It's important to know that in Chol HaMoed, even though we talk about Issam Aloche, there is a special, with his chashvis, to the Indian of Tirche, which we don't really find normally Shabbos V'yontif. Shabbos V'yontif, if it's a Malocha, it's a Malocha. Chol HaMoed has a lot to do with Tirche. And that's why we find that there is an Issa of Tirche in itself, even where it doesn't involve a Malocha. For example, if it states in Shulchan Aruch from Tovkuf Lamed Hei that a person shouldn't move house on Chol HaMoed because it involves a great Tirche, even though there's no Issa involved. Also, doing business, as we'll soon see, business is not allowed on Chol HaMoed. Chazal asked business, of course there are exceptions, which we'll speak about in Yetz Hashem, but the rule is that pragmatia is not allowed on Chol HaMoed, even if it doesn't involve a malucha at all. Just buying and selling, even over the phone or even by Baal Peh, it doesn't really involve a malucha, but it's also because of tirche, especially the Mogen Avraham, because when a person gets involved in this business, it comes in and out of a tercheb, and the end of Chol HaMoed is the person should be relaxed and not involve himself in the tercheb. On the other hand, since Chol HaMoed has a lot to do with tercheb, we find that even proper malochas, which are malochas from the Torah, where there's no tercheb involved at all, is allowed. That's why the pasuk can say that hitzor meshus leshus, even shloim leterech klal, which on yantiv is not allowed, but on Chol HaMoed it's allowed because there's no terech involved. Keep something in your pocket. The malocha hitzor meshus leshus, but since it doesn't involve any terech, another example the pasuk can give, sefer Chol HaMoed kachos brings us down from sefer Yerem that striking a match, switching on a light, these are malochas which don't require any level of concentration, and they are also some malochas which a person does fast and quick. The person is not nimshach in the malocha. Those malochas are allowed on Chol HaMoed even when there's no tzorich at all, where there's no heter of tzorich HaMoed, or of Dabar Ovid, anything like that. But since it doesn't involve any tich at all, it's allowed, even if it's technically one of the Lamatesh Maluchas. Now, we'll soon come to the Aluchas of Dabar Ovid and Tzorcha Moed, but one has to be marked in two in Yonim, which first must bear in mind that there are two restrictions which apply to these two Atayim. The first is in of Tich, which we spoke about. And we find that even Dovah Ovid, which has Gewisse Kudus, the Klappe, the Heta of, just to be Magdim, there are two Atayim, two basic Atayim in Dum Malach and Chalamoid. One is the Heta of Dovah Ovid, which means obviously that the person will have a Hefsid, then he's allowed to do the Malach, even if it's one of the Lamatesh Malachas. And the other heta is Tzorech HaMoed, but that's only if it's a Maisa Hedyet. Tzorech HaMoed, which is a Maisa Hedyet, for example, driving a car, is allowed because it's a Tzorech HaMoed. Apparently, if a person has to drive, he has to drive. He needs to make that trip. And it's a Maisa Hedyet because it's something which everyone is able to do. So, Tzorech HaMoed, the Maisa Hedyet, is allowed. Dovah HaOvid is a starker heter than Tzorech HaMoed and Maisa Hedyet. We'll see the Inyan we'll soon speak about it later. Where the Nafkimani between Dovah and Tzorech HaMoed, but the problem of Tircha applies to both of them. So therefore, we find that even Dovah HaOvid, if there's a Tircha involved, there's no heter. It's a halacha which the Machal brings down, the Gabba Meshivin to Nagoya to Lebeitzin. There's an Indian of Dovah Ovid, and nevertheless, we find there that if it involves a great tircha, it's not allowed. So even Dovah Ovid is not allowed if it's a great tircha involved. Another restriction is the Indian of a Fahesia. Something which takes place, the Fahesia, it's done very publicly, it's av shemil, so people see it, it's well known that what he's doing is a malocha, and people will be cheshed. They won't realize, that's any other fast, they won't realize that he's doing it with a heter of Dovah HaOvid or Tzorech HaMoed. That's also any which a person has to bear in mind, that if it's a fahesia, it shouldn't be done even if it's a Dovah HaOvid. And even if it's Tzorech HaMoed, normally there isn't a problem of Fahesia because the person normally knows it's Tzorech HaMoed. So then sometimes the inner Fahesia isn't a problem. It's more of a problem by Dovah HaOvid because the person might not necessarily know it's a Dovah HaOvid. But we do find that there is an Indian of the Fahesia, not doing Melachos with Fahesia. For example, a person is allowed to keep his business open if it's a Dovah HaOvid. But he shouldn't do it in a very public way. He should make it different to the way he keeps his business open during the year. So if a person has a shop, states in the Shulchan Aruch, he should keep his shutters down halfway at least, or he should only open the side entrance, because if a person keeps a shop open publicly, it's av shemilsa. Then Rabbi Aluchas says, "Ein lecho av shemilsa tfei mimasha achanuyas psuches lehedya kol hayom b'chalamoyet." A person has a head of Dovah HaOvid, he may keep his business open, but he should make sure that it remains opened in a different way, manner than it's opened the whole year. Unless, obviously, a shop which sells Tzorech HaMoed, sells food, a grocery, which is Tzorech HaMoed, then, like we said before, in the Tzorech HaMoed, in the Fahesia isn't such a problem because people obviously realize it's Tzorech HaMoed. So there's no Chashash HaMoed sign. So that state taka, that if a person sells groceries, he doesn't have to make any shinui, keep the business open as usual. But if he's selling anything else which isn't Tzorech HaMoed, but he's using the heta of Dovah HaOvid, then he has to make some difference in the way he keeps his business open. And then again, there are other inyanim which are not allowed in Chol HaMoed. We'll soon see, like kibbutz, giluach, doing laundry, shaving, taking haircuts. But there are funny where that's allowed, and even when they're allowed, it should be done by Tzorech HaMoed, not by Fahesia. like we said, because this thing of the Fahesia is an important factor to bear in mind. Wherever we are, even where we do, where we all matter in certain Ifanim, but the person should keep it as private as possible. Now, so what we've spoken so far is that there's a Het of Dovah HaOvid, and there's a Het of Tzor HaMoed if it's a Maisa Hedyet. Difference, obviously, which I was going to say before, the Maisa of Dovah HaOvid is that you don't have to do a Shinui, you can do the Meloch in a perfect manner. Whereas, if the Het of Tzor HaMoed and it's Maisa Hedyet, then for example, a person is sewing on a button, the person has to do it with a shin. We'll soon come to that. So, Dovah HaOvid, how give us some minus over the heter of Tzor HaMoed. But we also said that even Dovah HaOvid has its restriction that it should be done without a tircha, and there in some instances we find Chazal will even acid it if it involves a great tircha, and also this inner of the Hesia, which one has to bear in mind. Talking about the issa of, mentioned before, the issa of doing laundry and shaving. Shaving, the MS should be allowed in Chol HaMoed because it's a Maisa Hedyet and it's Tzor HaMoed. But there's a special Issa which Chazal Cheshish that if a person will be allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed, he'll put off his shaving to Chol HaMoed. He won't do it, bother doing it Erev Yontif. They shouldn't come into Yontif without looking nice. And Yontif Dik, they said, don't shave in Chol HaMoed because if he'll be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, he might not do it on Erev Yom Tov. And the same applies to laundry and to washing his whatever he needs to be washed in his house, tablecloths, towels, etc. A person will think, okay, I have time on Chol HaMoed, I'll leave all the washing for Chol HaMoed. That's not a covered Yom Tov, because the idea is that Yom Tov, everything should be fresh and clean. So a Meila, they said, you're not allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed, do laundry on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to shave or take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. There is a Rabbi Natan who says that since the whole Indian is the Chazal v'Cheshish that you put off your shaving for Chol HaMoed, that if you did shave an Erev Yom Tov, then that inyan doesn't apply, because we see that this person is not putting anything off for Chol HaMoed. But the Rebbeinu Shita is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, even though the Noda B'Yehuda does mention it, we don't pass on it Rebbeinu Tam, and therefore, even if a person shaves an Erev Yom Tov, and even if a person does laundry an Erev Yom Tov, he still is not allowed to do it again on Chol HaMoed, except if a person was honest, like it's in Beis HaSurim, he was released from prison an hour before the Zman, didn't have time to take a shave, then they allowed him to shave on Chol HaMoed. So those are exceptional cases, and even then, as we said before, it should be done by Tzinn, not by Frehesia. Talking about doing laundry, there is an exception, that is Bigdei Ketanim, or Begodim, which tend to get dirty very fast, like towels and things like that. Hand towels. Vesh, which is like underwear, those ones are allowed to wash Chol HaMoed, but there's a difference. Bigdei Ketanim, one could wash even a lot at a time, which means like wet nappies, baby clothes, etc. But the Godim, which belongs to Gedolim, but there is a heter that it's Moslach Lechem Todik, that's dirty. They tend to get dirty fast, and we have to keep them constantly change them, like we gave the example before of towels, hand towels, handkerchiefs. They are also allowed to be washed in Chol HaMoed, but only one by one. That's a special restriction. But the Pesukim say that nowadays, since we tend to wash in the washing machine, we don't have to be done one by one. You could put all the washing in one go in the machine and then press the button. That's also like one by one, because you're only doing one pe'ula. But you're only allowed to use the washing machine on Chol HaMoed if it's those types of washing which is allowed, like Bigdei Ketanim or Begodim Shemaslach Lechem Todik, Begodim which tend to get need to be changed constantly. But anything else is not allowed. One can't say that since the washing machine is in any case in operation, I'll just throw in the other washing. That's also not allowed. Even Rebbe Shurim is not allowed. So in other words, to make sure that the washing which he does wash in Chol HaMoed is only the type of washing which one is allowed, which means Bigdei Ketanim or Begodim Shemaslach Lechem Todik, like hand towels, handkerchiefs, etc. Yeah. Shirts also not, but vests and underwear. I would say that the same type of underwear that one's allowed to change on in the 9 days, one's allowed to wash in Chol HaMoed. Okay, now go to Inna Melocha. We said before that there are two klolim. One is the klal of Dovah HaOved, and then there is the klal of Tzorach HaMoed, which is a Maaseh Hadid. There's also a third klal of Tzorach Eichel Nefesh, which has many kudas attached to it. First of all, the restriction of Tzorach HaMerubah, which we mentioned before, doesn't apply to Tzorach Eichel Nefesh. But if it's a Tzorach Eichel Nefesh, one can do, the Mechaber says, for example, in some of the Zion, one may water his plants or his whatever it is going to reap them and turn them into food during Yom Tov. So even though the watering of the plants is involves a great tircha, since it's in the Eichel Nefesh, that's allowed. Another kula which we find by Eichel Nefesh is there is another inyan which we maybe didn't mention, the inyan of Mechav Malach Tel Amoed, which means that even if it is a Heta of Dovah HaOved or a Heta of Tzorach HaMoed, one's not allowed to intentionally put off the Melocha for Chol HaMoed. If it's Untergekehlen, if it's Damon Gewand, he had to do a certain Melocha on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to do it. But he shouldn't calculate that they should do the Melocha on Chol HaMoed because maybe he has more time, etc. That's not allowed. Mechav Malach Tel Amoed is not allowed, even by Dovah HaOved and even by Tzorach HaMoed. But by Tzorach Eichel Nefesh, there is even a Heta of Mechav Malach Tel Amoed. So for example, the woman knows that she has time on Chol HaMoed, she puts off her baking for Chol HaMoed, that's fine. But she has to eat the food on Yom Tov. Obviously, if the food's not going to be eaten on Yom Tov, it's going to be eaten after Yom Tov. That's not Eichel Nefesh, because you're not going to eat the food on Yom Tov. So one's not allowed to bake or cook on Chol HaMoed for after Yom Tov, only if it's for Chol HaMoed or for Yom Tov itself. And then it's allowed, even if it involves a great tircha, and even if it's mechavim balachtei lemoed, nishno eichel nefesh alayin, afilu machshir eichel nefesh, which on Yom Tov itself it's a machloikus, if that's allowed, like fixing kelim which are used to utensils are used for cooking or for baking, fixing the kelim is not eichel nefesh directly, it's machshir eichel nefesh, but also allowed on Chol HaMoed. Even if one has enough food, but he prefers food which is fresh, one's allowed to cook and bake as is necessary. One had a shayla a couple of years ago. Someone had a shayla that they were making a kiddush after Yom Tov, because it was Shabbos Bereishis, and the shayla was that they hadn't managed to do any cooking, any baking for the kiddush before Yom Tov, so Chol HaMoed. The lady, the wife, had time. She wanted to do a baking of Chol HaMoed. So I said, it's a problem. It's not Eichel Nefesh because you're not going to eat the food on Chol HaMoed. Eating it after Chol HaMoed, after Yom Tov. So she said, if she won't be allowed to bake or able to bake on Chol HaMoed, she'll have to take a caterer. And that'll cost money. And that's the Dovah HaOved. So we decided that in that case it's allowed. Because you can use the Heta of Dovah HaOved. No, the Heta Tzorach is not mentioned. It has to be, strictly speaking, it has to be Tzorach HaMoed, which means that he has to actually eat the onions. Now, we mentioned before that Tzorach HaMoed is only a Heta by Maisa Hadid, not by Maisa Uman, which means that the Hagdora of Maisa Hadid means something which is not a professional job. Except for Eichel Nefesh, so Eichel Nefesh, then you could do even a Maisa Uman. Now, for example, that means if someone's appliance breaks down on Yom Tov, if it's the fridge or the oven, one may even do a professional job or call a professional to fix it because it involves Eichel Nefesh. If it's another appliance, like a washing machine, even though it's allowed to use a washing machine in certain instances, as I said before, but to fix a washing machine is a Maisa Uman, you can't call a plumber or someone to fix it, unless the plumber does a job which is not a professional job, which means like a temporary fix. Temporary fix, that's allowed just to bind you over to after Yom Tov, because that's considered Maisa Hadid. And the Issa of Maisa Uman, people sometimes are mistaken, I think that means Uman isn't allowed to do it. It's Lav Dafka. Even a common person, common layman, who does a job professionally, it's also considered the Maisa Uman. So the inyan of the Heta of Maisa Hadid is that it's not done professionally, it's not done permanently, it's done on a temporary basis. That's So that, therefore, when we talk about fixing things in the house, fixing, putting together furniture, for example, the Apostle can say, you want us to use tools? That's called a Maisa Uman. Even though most people can do it themselves, you don't necessarily need the Uman to do it, but it is a Maisa Uman, using tools, knocking nails into furniture, etc. That's not allowed. But to put together furniture which doesn't involve tools, only involves screwing together pieces, that is considered a Maisa Hedyah, that is allowed. So like a folding table which comes with four legs, which wants to screw in, that's allowed. That's not considered a Maisa Uman. But building anything with tools is considered a Maisa Uman. Now, the Gav of sewing is again. Sewing is considered a Maisa Uman, but, so therefore, even when a Hedyot does it, even a person who's not a tailor sews, it's considered a Maisa Uman. Therefore, he's only allowed to do it if he does it with a Shinoi. One could see it's not done properly, it's not done professionally. He should make the stitch, if he has to stitch something together, he should make a crooked stitch. If he has to sew on a button, he should not sew on all four holes, only two holes, etc. Then it's considered a Maisa Hedyot. Now, we're almost coming to the end of our time, so I just want to skip to the Kitzur, to the Indian of Dovah Ovid. Dovah Ovid, we said, has a maila that you allow to do the melacha even without a shinya, that we said before, that one of this Indian which we just mentioned, that has to be done with a shinya, is only where we're using the heta of Tehachamur and Maisa Hedyot. If it's a Dovah Ovid, it could be done even without any shinya, but the restriction applies that if it's a Tehachi Yaseir, we said, or if it's a Tehachia, it's not allowed. Now, if a person is allowed to do malachas on Chol HaMoed because it's a Dovah HaOvid, for example, the obvious example is business. Business, we said before, is not allowed on Chol HaMoed because it's in and of pragmatia, even though it doesn't involve malacha, it goes under the call of tircha. But if it's a Dovah HaOvid, which means, just to give you the kits of the klonim of Dovah HaOvid, either, if it's just a manias HaRevach, Paschim can say that's not called Dovah HaOvid. Which means that you miss out on a profit, that's not considered Dovah Ovid. Dovah Ovid is, if a person, for example, if he doesn't make the sale on Chol HaMoed, he might not be able to sell it at all, so that means he'll be mastered the Karen itself, that's called a Dovah Ovid. However, Menias HaRavach is also allowed in certain Eifanim, the Hainu. If it's a Revach Merube, it's a great profit, then that's allowed. Because since it's something which is perhaps a damnus which might not come again, even if he could push it off till after Yom Tov, not mechayev too. It's not a common business that he has, it's a special damnus. Then one is allowed to do business. But the Poskim say the most of some tough kufin on a test, in that case he should spend some of the money that he makes, that he's maviach, for tzorach yontif. So the first heta is revach merubah, a greater revach. Now if it's a revach me'etes, like for example a person who sells small things, so each item that he sells is only a small profit, it all adds up, it's a small profit. It's not like someone who does a deal on a real estate deal or something where it involves a big profit. Small profits are not bemis allowed, unless either it's yirid panasosid dechukah state. Now panasosid dechukah means that he hasn't got money berevach. He only has money betzimtzum, and if he's maviach more, he'll be able to spend more lekavod yontif. That's also a heter. The Taz says that nowadays we are all considered panasosid dechukah. Someone who's not pazrin, doesn't spend the veltarim, can use this heter of panasosid dechukah. And another example when one's allowed to keep a business open is if, in a case where if he doesn't keep it open, he'll lose customers, because the customers like to come to people who they could rely on. Then that's an Indian that he could keep his business open, just that he shouldn't lose customers. So if he loses customers upon a chosid dechukah, then it's a heter even by revach me'etes. Now those are telling that a person is allowed to keep his business open. And then again, obviously, one sells tzorcha moed, as I said before, a grocery which sells food is also allowed to keep his business open, because that's tzorcha moed, that isn't the heter of Dovah HaOvid. where there is a head of davar ha'avad, one is that he even allowed to employ yidden, and even if the yidden who he employed is not a davar ha'avad, because as far as they're concerned, they're going to get their wage whether or not they work. But still, since if he doesn't have these yidden work for him, he won't be able to keep his business open. So the heter which applies to him extends to his employees as well. So they could all go to business. If the balabais who they're working for has a heter of davar ha'avad, obviously has to ask a shayla. If he has a heter of davar ha'avad, then the people who are working for him are allowed to help him. But if they don't work for you, they work for a goy, people who work for goy, then the question is if they themselves have a heter of davar ha'avad. In other words, the goy might fire them and say, listen, you're not coming to business, you're going to lose your job, or something like that. Then he has a heter of davar ha'avad. But if not, he doesn't have a heter of davar ha'avad. Even if he's working for a yid who has himself a davar ha'avad, then that heter extends to them. I'm afraid I'm going to have to finish over here, no? Can't go over time. And maybe, if you want to listen to the Hemshech, you can listen on the phone tomorrow in Manchester.
Okay.